Oh wow, interesting. Okay, where are we? Okay. Gewaltig. Gewaltig. Right, here we go. Wow, I might be losing my eyesight. All right. That would be interesting. All right. Well, hopefully not. I don't know. Maybe I am though. All right. Hopefully not. If so, okay, we'll have to figure out what things are saying. All right. Here we go. So as I said yesterday, today we are going to discuss Chomesh, how we calculate the Chomesh. Ho ho. Let's jump in. Iboilu, we're on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, about 5 lines from the bottom. Iboya Lahu. They ask the Kasha Chomesh Milagov. O chomsho milevar, ho ho, do 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 do, la 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 la. Okay, so when we talk about a chomesh, chevre, this is huge. This is huge. I feel like this has come up since forever. The idea of a chomesh and like how a fifth is really a quarter, because the shaila, and here's the machlekes. I don't remember if we've seen this before. Have we seen this before? I don't know that we have. So the question is the chomesh milegov. Is the Chomesh sort of, well, if something is 100, you know, if it's $100, so then it's 20% of $100. So that'd be $20. So you add $20 and it's $120. You add a Chomesh, you add 20%. The other option is that the fifth is not coming from Milagov, it's not coming from within it, it's not 20% of it. It's actually coming from outside of it, meaning we are at, meaning, right, if you think about it, 120, so when you, so we had 100, and then we added 20, so then the 20 that was added is now less than 20% of the total. Meaning, because 120, that would be 24, would be a fifth of that, meaning so once already you add the fifth, the amount that you added is no longer a fifth of that amount. So maybe what it is that what you want is that after you've added it, the amount that you added is a fifth of the total. So meaning if you take, let's say, 100 and divide it into 4 fourths, so 25 each, and then you add another fourth, so you have 5 fourths, which is 125. So now the quarter that you added, the 25 that you added, is one fifth of the total. I don't know if I did a good job explaining that. But the question is it basically a fifth of the amount, so 20%, or is it a fifth of the total after having added the fifth? So really what you're doing is you're adding a quarter, and then you have 5 quarters. And then, okay, so now one, the quarter that you added is one fifth of the total number of quarters. So if you have 100, basically you would add 25, and now you'd have 25, and the 25 that you added, 25 is one fifth of 125. All right, so that's the machlekes. So you buy the asa kasha chum shumilegov or chum shumilevar. Is the chomesh sort of 20% or chum shumilevar, or is it adding 25%, which will then be 20% of the total after the chomesh is added? Or Ravina says Ravina Toshma kamir abaylim omrim beesrim. V'chol udom be'esrim habaylim kodmin mipnei shemosifin chomesh. Omer echod, hare ole be'esrim ve'echod habaylim nosnim esrim v'sheish, esrim v'shnaim habaylim nosnim, esrim v'sheva be'esrim v'shalosh habaylim nosnim, esrim v'shmona be'esrim v'arba, habaylim nosnim esrim v'tesha esrim v'chomesh, habaylim nosnim shloshim lefi shemosifin chomesh al ilui shelzeh, Shmamino chum shumilevar, shmamino. Wow. Ketano of Yosef chamishiso, all of Sheehu v'chom shul chamisho, divrei, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yonatan, Omer chamishiso, chum shul shel, Karen. Wow. Okay, so what was this example? Who could explain this to me? So it's talking about where you have hektish, okay? So a fellow is makdish, he's makdish something, and now he wants to redeem it and pay the value to the Beit HaKavayis, now to the temple treasury. So now if he says, okay, so I'm going to redeem this at and it costs $20. Somebody else says, I'll redeem it for, I'll also pay $20 to redeem it. So the Bedek Abaye says, well, the truth is, when the person who is makdish it redeems it, he has to add another chomesh, he has to add a fifth. And we're assuming that that's going to be 25. So of course, if it's 25, so clearly then we're talking about chomesh milevar, right? That you're adding, you know, a quarter, which is 5, a quarter of 20 is 5, you're adding that, so it'll be 25. So the 5 that you added is a fifth of the total of 25. So Be'etzim, we're going to see that that from here we're going to say that it's chomesh milevar, that you're adding, that it's really 25% that you're adding. But basically the scenario here is that you have a fellow who is makdish something, and now he wants to redeem it, and he says, the value of this is 20. So I'll redeem it for 20 and I'll add a fifth, so it'll be 25. Now if somebody else says, you know what, I'll offer 20 for it, so we prefer, so we go with the person who is makdish it, because since he's going to have to add a fifth, so ultimately the temple treasurer is going to get 25 if he redeems it, whereas if the other person redeems it, that person's not going to add a fifth, so it'll just be 20. Now if the other person said 21, so now we're kind of in a funny state, because on the one hand, he's right, this other person is valuing the hekdesh at a higher rate than the person who is makdish it is valuing it, right? The person who is makdish it is saying, I'm going to pay 20 for it. The other person says 21. So on the one end, we'd rather prefer, right, it's in the interest of a temple treasury to go with the other person who says 21. It's a higher number. But at the same time, at the end of the day, the person who is makdish it is going to have to add a fifth. So he's ultimately, at the end of the day, going to be paying 25. As opposed to the other person paying 21. So we'd still go with the person who was makdish it. However, there is a detail here, which is since the other person valued this item at 21, so it's not nice for the hekdesh that we're going to now value it at a lower rate at 20. So what we do is, okay, so the person who was makdish it will pay the 20 that he valued it at plus a chomesh, plus a fifth, and it'll be 25. But because the other person valued it at 21, so he adds another dollar. So he pays 26. And similarly, if the other person valued it at 22, so again, the owner would pay 20 plus 5, which was his valuation, so 25. But because the other person said 22, you'll add another 2, and it'll be 27. If the other person valued it at 23, it'll be 28. 24, 29. 25, 30. And I guess if he offers more than 20, five, if he offers like 26, well then I guess that the other person would probably redeem it. Okay. So back in the Gemara. So Toshma, Komini Abai Lemomrim Be'esrim, if the owner says I will redeem it for 20, V'chol Adam Be'esrim, and everybody else, you know, and the other offers are for 20 as well. Habailim Kodmin. So priority goes to the one who is makdishit, Mipneshim Osif and Chomesh, because he's gonna have to add a Chomesh, and therefore it's going to be 25, and ultimately the treasury is going to get more. Omer echad, ari olai be'esim ve'echad. But if somebody says I'll pay 21 for it, well then abalim nosnim esim v'sheish. So the owners would give the 25 that they normally would have given plus the extra one. Okay, esim v'shnayim. If the other person said 22, abalim nosnim esim v'shevos, and the owner would the makdish would give 27. Would redeem for 27. Besim v'shalosh, if the other person offered 23, abaylim nosin esim v'shmonis, then the makdish would redeem it for 28. Besim v'arba, abaylim nosin esim v'teisha, if the other person offered 24, then the owner would offer to what would pay 29. Esim v'chomish, if the other person offered 25, then abaylim nosin shaloshim, then the owner would give 30. Okay, fine. Lefish ein mosifin chomish al ilui shalzeh, because, and the reason why, if the other person offered, let's say, 24 or even 25, I guess, we say that the owner would pay 30 and not, if we say 24. So let's say it's 24. So we say that the owner is going to pay 29, right? Because the 20 that he would normally pay plus a fifth is 25, plus the four from the other person would be 29. But theoretically, why shouldn't it be a chomesh of the 24, of the higher rates? So let him pay 24, and then a quarter of 24 would be 6, and then add that to the total, he should pay 30, not 29. So we say, well, because we don't add a chomesh to the other person's higher, the external person's higher rate, we only charge the chomesh based on what the owner would have paid, but we do add, however, the extra difference between what the other person was offering versus what the owner was offering. Okay, fine. I guess that was pretty technical. But the operating principle is that when we're calculating the chomesh, we're calculating it as sort of adding a quarter to it as opposed to a fifth. Kitanoi, it's like a machlokes tanoi, v'yosef chamishiso olav, that you add a chomesh, sheyei hu v'chumsho chamisho. It, and then plus its fifth, should be a fifth, meaning chomesh mi levar, I believe. Right there. Meaning at the end of the day, the total that you add is gonna be a fifth of the total. No, it's a fifth of the principal amount. So chomsho mi legov. Okay, fine. Interesting. So is this chomesh ma'akev or not? So for example, if you have ma'aser sheni, okay? For example, you have ma'aser sheni. You have a bunch of, wheat, okay? And it's ma'aser sheni. So you have to either eat it in Yerushalayim or you can transfer the value onto money. And then once you transfer if you mechalal it, you transfer its kedusha onto money, so then you could use the wheat and you'll bring the money to Yerushalayim instead of the wheat. What if you only were mechalal onto the principal amount, but not onto, you didn't add the fifth, right? So it's $100 worth of wheat. So you mechalal onto $100 and you're going to, and you didn't yet add the additional 25 to make it, so you didn't add the fifth yet. So can you consume the wheat yet? Or do you need to be mechalal onto, the principal plus the fifth, and only at that point you can use is it considered mechulal? At that point, you can use the wheat. So dalad b'dalad parik v'achinafshei mosif chomesh. So do we say that, look, the four parts cancel out the four parts? That meaning be'etzem, if it's $100 worth of wheat, so you poured it with $100 with $100, and then the additional fifth that you add is a separate cheshbin. Am chomesh lo ma'akev. So the chomesh is not ma'akev in that view. Or Dilma, or perhaps arba'a bichamisha parik v'chomesh ma'akev. Or no, when you are podeh something worth four, you are podeh for five. Meaning something worth $100, you're going to be podeh for $125, and it's not considered mechulal until it's redeemed on $125. Ravina says, Ravina Tashma, come near hadmai ein loy chomesh. That demai does not have a chomesh. Okay, if you are being okay, so demai of course is let's say grain. Let's say you buy wheat from an ama aretz, and so the shaila is: look, my truma they separate because it's not that much. Really, any amount could be technically truma, but maaser is already talking about 10%, and then another 10%. So they might not separate that. So therefore, you have to out of suffix, you need to out of an abundance of caution, you need to separate your own Meiser and Meiser Sheni. Now, if you want to then be poded the Meiser Sheni and mechalal onto money, you do not need to add a fifth. There, you would just do the face value, the Karen. So, Demai ain't lo chomesh. By Demai, you don't have to add a chomesh if you poded the Meiser Sheni of Demai. Vein lo beer, and also, and years 3 and 6 of Shemitah, so you go to Yerushalayim and you say, Vidui Meiser, Biarti Akedish Menabayis. That you're up to date with all of your tithes, but that is not the case with Meiser Sheni of Demai, right? That I guess you could still be behind, I guess. Fine. Ha Karen Yesh Lo, but there is the principal, right? I mean, we said that there's no chomesh by Demai, but there is the principal amount. So my time, how can we make a distinction between the chomesh and the keren? So keren de ma'akev b'dereise iso b'derabonon. So the answer is, because since the keren, the principal amount, is what's ma'akev when it's chayev in ma'aser sheni m'dereise, so also, de ma'akev b'dereise iso b'derabonon. So also, by demai, which is only midir abonon, so you're separating meiser sheni midir abonon, so you still need to separate the principal amount, since, by, that's kind of the oraisa, what's ma'akev. Chomesh, the Loma Aki Bidoraisa, Leisa Bidorabonon. But since by Maisa Shane Midoraisa, the Chomesh is not Me'akev, that if you did not separate, if you did not add the Chomesh, if you were not Machal, including the Chomesh, right, to the Karen, whoa, if you weren't Machal the Meiser onto the principal amount plus a Chomesh, the Meiser Shani. So the main thing is the principal amount. The Chomesh you obviously have to do, but it's not Ma'akev, you could already consume the wheat. So therefore, when it comes to, okay. Wow, I feel like I'm all over the place over here. So therefore, when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai, so only the principal, in that, by Maaser Sheni of Demai, you only have to worry about the principal amount, the Karen, because since Maaser Sheni of Demai is Midrabanon, so we say that, look, the Karen, which by Maaser Sheni to Oraisa is Me'akev, so then you have to do that by Maaser Sheni of Demai. The Chomesh, however, which isn't Me'akev, and you can already consume the wheat once you've paid the Karen, even if you have not yet paid the Chomesh, so the Chomesh is not yet Me'akev in that respect for the Chilul, so don't worry about it when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai, which is only Midrabanan. So we see that that when it comes to being Poda Maaser Sheni, technically speaking, if you were only Poda onto Karen, you would already be able to consume the wheat. You would of course still have to pay the Chomesh, but at that point already you can consume the wheat. Lema Kitanoi, let's say that this kasha about if the Chomesh is Ma'akev or not, let's say that it's Take Emachloikes Ta Noim. Nosan Esa Keren Velo Nosan Esa Chomesh. Oh, so a scenario where he was Michal Maaser Sheni onto Karen, but not onto the Chomesh. He didn't add a Chomesh. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer says, Rabbi Eliezer, Yoichal, you can already eat, Yoichal Yeochel. No, since Karen, no, since Chomesh, Yeochel. Maybe Yeochel. It could be eaten at that point already, once you pay the principal amount. Rabbi Shia Omer says, Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Yeochel. That it cannot be eaten if the Chomesh has not yet been added and it hasn't yet been redeemed onto the principal plus a fifth. I feel like my brain hasn't been working 100% today. What? How many coffees have I had today? I think two. That's not bad. I don't know. Like I woke up this morning, it was just like my brain was like a little bit mushy. Do you think it's possible that I'm like making my brain like permanently mushy? Somebody suggested that recently, that maybe I can throw out my brain. You know, like you can like overstrain, like, you know, like, I don't know, other parts of your body. Maybe you can like overstrain your brain. Nah, come on. You're like working out. It's like we're giving your brain like a workout. It just gets stronger, I think. I don't think you can blow out your brains. Can you blow out your brains? Sharna? Somebody? Or maybe Reb Aaron, somebody, maybe my brother Chesky knows. Can you blow out your brains by using it too much? Come on. So where are we? So Amr Eliezer. Okay, where am I? So Lema Kitanoi. Let's say it's Taka Machlekes Tanoi. Nosan Esa Karen V'Lo Nosan Esa Chomesh. So if a person gave the so he's poured the Maaser Sheni onto the principal amount, but not the, he didn't add the fifth. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yeochel. Rabbi Eliezer says it's all right, you can already eat the wheat. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yeochel. Rabbi Yeshua says that you cannot eat the wheat if you haven't yet added the fifth. Omer Rabbi says, Rabbi Nirin Diver Rabbi Eliezer B'Shabbos. Rabbi says that, look, I think that we can hold like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Shabbos. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, B'Shabbos Pnei Kvod Shabbos. Lo Ya'akiv Melechol B'Shvil Chomesh. That out of the honor of Shabbos, you know, you can already eat the Maaser Sheni, you know, don't hold back just because of the Chomesh. V'divrei Rabbi Yoshua b'chol, but we should hold like Rabbi Yoshua during the week that the Chomesh would be me'akev. Midamar nirin divrei Reb Eliezer b'Shabbos. From the fact that we said, look, I think we should hold like Rabbi Eliezer on Shabbos, mechlal de polig afilu b'chol, means that he argues even during the week, right? Meaning, If he only argued on, if he only said what he said on Shabbos, then we would just say, okay, we paskin the Kribbe Ezer, right? But we're saying, no, we'll paskin the Kribbe Ezer on Shabbos, meaning even though he says also during the week that the Chomish is ma'akiv, but we should, is not ma'akiv, you can eat it. But we paskin like him dafka on Shabbos, but he does nonetheless argue during the week. Midam anirin, divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'chol, and from the fact that we say that that he says that we should paskin like Rabbi Yeshua during the week, michla depalik afilu b'Shabbos, he also argues even on Shabbos, but we hold like Rabbi Eliezer on Shabbos and Rabbi Yeshua during the week. That on Shabbos you can eat it without the chomesh, and you'll still have to, you know, add the chomesh, but it's not ma'akiv. You could already eat the wheat. And we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua during the week that you don't eat the wheat until you add the chomesh. My lab, but also our kamiflegain. Let's say that the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is thus. The Rabbi Eliezer sover chomesh loy ma'akev. The Rabbi Eliezer holds that the chomesh is not ma'akev, and therefore you can eat it even without, if you haven't yet offered the, added the chomesh. Rabbi Yeshua sover chomesh ma'akev, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the chomesh is ma'akev, and therefore you have to, therefore, you cannot eat. Rabbi Yeshua says the chomesh is ma'akev, and you cannot eat the wheat until the chomesh is added. Omer Papa lo. Papa says no. The chuli ama chomesh lo ma'akev. Everybody agrees that the chomesh is not ma'akev. Now, everybody, even Rabbi Yeshua says the chomesh is not ma'akev. So then, why does he say don't eat the wheat until you add the chomesh? Well, maybe somebody's going to be a shmenjik. Maybe if we say that you can eat the wheat without adding the chomesh, so then the person's not going to add the chomesh at all. He's not going to add the chomesh at all. Ma'asav v'chashin l'pshiusa, ma'asav v'chashin l'pshiusa. Rabbi Yeshua says, we have to be concerned that, right, that he's not going to end up paying the chomesh at all. And Rabbi Eliezer says, nah, you don't have to be concerned about that, you can already eat the wheat now. Amr B'yechon says, Rabbi Yechon, akomodim behekdish shechilel. Everybody agrees when it comes to hekdish, also bashuk, and that everybody agrees when it comes to hektish, however, that even though by hektish you have to redeem it plus a fifth, but already once you pay the principal amount, it's already considered redeemed, since the temple treasury is going to come after you for that extra fifth. So we're not concerned that he's going to neglect to pay the fifth. No, that fifth will be paid. So everyone agrees that once you pay the principal amount by hektish, it's already considered redeemed. Hektish lo pligi. What do you mean that they don't argue when it comes to hektish? V'atanya, but we learn in a brisa, nosan es hakeren v'lo nosan lo es ha-chomesh, that if he paid the principal but not the chomesh, Rabbi Eliezer omer chilel. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's already michulo. Okay. Where am I? If you paid the principal, and you didn't yet pay the chomesh, and this is by hektish, Rabbi Eliezer omer chilel. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's mechulel. The chacham say lo chilel. That it's not enough. That you do have to add the chomesh. Rabbi says Rabbi Nirin de Rabbi Eliezer be hektish. We should hold like Rabbi Eliezer when it says Rabbi that we should hold like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to hektish. Then when it comes to hektish, we should say that the chomesh is not ma'aktiv. But when it comes to meiser, we should say that the chomesh is ma'aktiv. With the amenir and the Rabbi Eliezer behektish, from the fact that we said that we should pass in the Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to hektish, michal de polik afilu b'meiser. Well, that implies Rabbi Eliezer would argue even by meiser sheni to say that the chomesh is not ma'akev. And now we do ka'amr near and divrei chacham b'meiser, from the fact that Rabbi says that we should pass in like the chacham when it comes to meiser sheni, that the chomesh is ma'akev, michlal de inu plige afilu b'hektish, means that they argue even when it comes to hektish to say that the chomesh is ma'akev. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that everybody agrees when it comes to Ektish that the Chomesh is not Ma'akiv, since the Gizbar, since the treasurer is going to come after you? Apparently the Chacham seem to assume that when it comes to Ektish, the Chomesh is Ma'akiv. Right? I mean, how could we say that everybody agrees that it's not, if it sounds like the Chacham say that by Ektish, Chomesh is Ma'akiv? Rather, if you can state a state like this, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim b'Shabbos b'Hektish. Oh, so if it's Shabbos, and we're also talking about Hektish, where the Gizbar is going to come after you, well, then everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that if it's Shabbos, and we have an right, so let's go weiter. Shechilel, that is going to be considered Mechulel, because Chada d'chziv v'korsel Shabbos onik, because on the one, first of all, we have a pasuk that says that you will call Shabbos a delight. So we want to sort of, you know, do whatever we can to support you in being delight, in your Shabbos being delightful. V'od and more so all v'gizbarin tov and also b'shuk. And in terms of the chomesh, the gizbarin are going to come after you anyways. When it comes to ektish, the treasury is going to come after you for that fifth anyways. So if you find yourself in a Shabbos and we want you to be delightful and you oppose the hektish with the principle but not the karen, what the principle but not the chomesh. So in that case, you can get benefit from it on Shabbos, because in the interest of having a delightful Shabbos, and we know that the treasury is going to come after you anyways, since it's hektish. So in that scenario, you can get benefit even without adding the chomesh. Okay, fine. Where are we? Okay. Well, this stuff is a little bit more draining than I expected. All right. Amram Bar Chama says, Amram Bar Chama, Amram, they said, Hektish Einu Mischal Ala Karke. Okay, you cannot be Mechal Hektish on Karke. You can only be Mechal it with money or with other metaltalin. The Rachman Amram, because the Pasuk says, Venosan Akesef Vikom Lo. That you will pay money when it comes to Hektish, not Karke. Chum Shomau, she's Chal Ala Karke. But what about the Chomesh? Can the Chomesh be paid with property? Truma in a mishtalem is elam and achulin. Right? If you accidentally eat truma, so then you have to pay back plus a fifth. So at least the principle of it is going to be paid not with money, but with other, you know, food. So if you ate a kilo of truma wheat, so replace it with wheat, with chulin wheat. But now you don't pay for it, you replace it. They will give the priest the kodesh, something that could be, I guess, truma. So meaning you pay back with chulin, but not with money. But what about the additional fifth that you add when you eat truma by accident? Does that need to be paid with chulin? Could that be paid with money? Meiser, what about by Meiser Sheni? Imeschal al asimon. So you cannot be poed the Meiser Sheni onto a sort of unminted coin. We saw Machlokes recently between Rav Dosa and the Chacham, or maybe even Rav Akiva, I don't remember, that can use an unminted coin or not. So the assumption is no. The Pasuk says, V'tzarta akesef biyodcho lirabus kolav v'sheyesh olav tzura. It has to have it has to be minted. Chom shomai. But what about the chomesh? Can the chomesh be unminted? Can it be an asimon? So these questions came before Rava. Right? Can you be poda? Right? Can the chomesh of hektish be karka? Can the chomesh of trume be, money? Can the chomesh of Meister Sheni be an asimon? So Amar Louis said to them, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Olav. But what does the Pasuk say? So it says in all scenarios, Ima Makdish, Yigal is based, so Vyosav Chamishis Kesef Erkha Olav. So that's by Hektish, it says Olav. Vish Kiyochal Kodesh Bishgoga, that's by Chume. Vyosav Chamishis so Olav. So by Chume it says Olav. And it says also by Maisu Sheni, Vim Go Yigal Ish, Mimaiso Chamishis so Yosef Olav. So it says by all three Chomishes, it says Olav. The Rabbus Chomisho Kimoso, that the Chomish needs to be, Olav needs to be like it. And therefore, yes, by Hektish, the chomesh cannot be karke. By trume, the chomesh must be chulin. And by Meister Sheni, the chomesh cannot be an asimon. Omar Ravina says, Ravina, af onon nami tonino, that we oichit have a mishnah, hagunev trume, that a person who steals trume velo achla, and he didn't eat it. So obviously he has to return. He takes the truma, picks it up, and gives it back to the person who stole it from. Tashlumi kefel, demei truma. And in terms of paying the kefel, so the kefel is the value of truma. Now truma is less expensive than other produce because, you know, it's less in demand. Only kohanim can eat it. And also, if it becomes tamei, then, you know, you're basically limited to what you can do with it. So, you know, it's less desirable. So therefore it's cheaper. Or it's less easy to find buyers. Okay, so the kefel would be at the rate of truma. The market rate of truma. Achla mishalim shnei kronim v'chomesh. Now, if he ate it, so then when you eat truma, so here you have a person stole truma and then he ate it. So for stealing, you have to pay kefel. For eating, you have to add a chomesh. So you pay two karens, right? One karen for, meaning you pay the principal amount because you have to pay back what you stole. Then you have to add another, right, principal amount because of the kefel. And then you also have to add a fifth for having eaten truma by accident. So, okay, so where am I? So, going to truma v'lo achla, mishalim tashlumei kefel, d'mei truma. Achla, if you ate it, mishalim shnei kronim, you pay two karens, v'chomesh. Karen v'chomesh min achulin, or, so you have to pay karen v'chomesh from chulin for having eaten it, or, that karen d'mei truma, and then the a second karen for kefel would be money at the value of at the market rate of truma. Shmamina chomesh kamoso shmamina. So we see that the chomesh is the same is from the principal. Right? It's just like the principal, right? Meaning, right? We say that the principal plus a fifth would have to be paid from chulin. So you see that the fifth is just like it is going to be chulin. Okay, fine. As opposed to money. On my Rava says, Rava Gabi Gezel, Ksiv, it says by Gezel. This is Oshem Gezelos. Wow, this, I did not expect this daf to be so big and long. Yeah, it's Bava Metzia. What do you want me to tell you? I guess all the dafs are long. I don't know. I thought that this would go faster, but it is very technical, I guess. Like, it's just like each line is like another sugyos. Now we're getting to Oshem Meilos, right? Whatever, we've learned it before. Oshem Ilos, you steal from somebody, you deny that you stole it, you swear that you didn't steal it, and then you admit that you did steal it, so then you have to bring in Oshem Ilos, and you also have to pay it back plus a fifth. So Amrava says, Rava Gabi Gezel Ksiv, so by Oshem Gzelos, it says, I don't know if I said Oshem Ilos, Oshem Gzelos, it says, V'chamishisov, plural, Yosef Olav, you have to add its chomeshes, Vitnan, and we learned in a Mishnah in Bava Kama. So we've learned this before. Nosono sakeren v'nishba lo ala chomesh. So if you know he swore, meaning he stole something, he swore he didn't steal it, then he admitted it, so now he has to pay keren v'chomesh. So he pays the keren, and then he says, "I already paid you the chomesh," and then he swears that. So now he's got to pay back the chomesh plus a chomesh of the chomesh. Harei zemosef chomesh al chomesh achi smaita keren pachus mishvei puto until the amount that he's swearing about is less than a shavar puto. So he's going to have to keep on, if he keeps on swearing about having paid stuff, he's going to have to keep on adding chomishes. Because it says v'chamishi sov, plural. Gabe truma ksev, and it says by trume, ish ki yochal kodesh bishgogi, if you eat trume by accident, v'yosav chamishi sov olav, so you add a fifth, v'tnan, and we learn in Mishnah, oichal truma bishogig, somebody who eats truma by accident, mishalim karen v'chomesh, so he pays back principal plus a fifth. Echad ha'oichel v'echad ha'shose v'echad ha'soch. That's whether you eat the truma, whether you drink the truma, whether you rub the truma into your skin. Echad truma tor v'echad truma t'meah. Whether it's truma tor, whether it's truma t'meah, mishalim chomsha, you pay a chomesh, you add a chomesh, v'chomsha d'chomsha. And also, if you the chumsha would be, I guess if you swear, what does it say? Where am I? Yeah. Shalom chumsh de ish ki yochal, okay. As Juma, I did that. Wait, where is, wait, 1 second. That if he then went and then ate that chomesh again, okay, so he ate the truma by accident, so then he paid it back with a chomesh, which we said is chulin, and then he eats that chulin, that chomesh, so then he's got to pay a chomesh for that. Okay. Vilugabe meiser Okay, now when it comes to Meister Sheni, so there is no such concept as a chomesh of a chomesh. So if you're poda Meister Sheni onto money, and then I guess, you know, you transfer that kedusha onto, because let's say you were poda onto like an object or something, I don't know, or I don't know, certain money, then you want to transfer it. We're going to see, I think maybe tomorrow's off or something, about whatever, transferring onto different kinds of money. So you would have to add, so you do not need to add a chomesh onto the chomesh, right? So meaning, if you have Meister Sheni, so you transfer it onto money, and you add a fifth, and then you transfer that value onto other value, you don't need to add a fifth for the fifth that you already added. That by Meister Sheni, you don't need to do that. Okay, fine. Where am I? So again, v'ilu gabe Meister, when it comes to Meister Sheni, lo michtav k'siv, it doesn't say anything in the pasuk about adding a fifth to a fifth. V'lo misnatana, we don't have it in any Mishnahs or Brises. V'lo yibouye yibouyelon, we didn't ask about it. It's just, it's not a thing. Gabe hektish, now what about by hektish? What about by hektish? Right, by hektish, if you're makdish something, and then you're podet, so you have to add a fifth. What if you transfer that then onto some, write that kedusha onto something else? You have to add a fifth for the fifth. So yibayilon, so gabe hektish ksiv, by hektish says, v'ima makdish, if the person who's makdish, yigal es beisel, will redeem his house. V'yosaf chamishis kesef erkicho. Then you add a fifth. So you redeem it plus a fifth. V'tanana, we learn in the Mishnah, Hapode es hekdesho mosif chomesh. That somebody who's poda hekdesh, he adds a fifth. Chumsha tnan, chumsha de chumsha lo tnan. So it only mentions in the Mishnah that you have to add a chomesh, but it doesn't say anything about a chomesh of a chomesh. If you then transfer the kedushan to a second degree of podaing, so do you have to add a chomesh for the chomesh that was added already? So my, what's the halacha? Gabe truma ksiv. Do we say that by truma it says v'yosaf v'gabe kodesh nami hoksiv v'yosaf? Well, it says v'yosaf both by truma and by hekdish, and therefore just like by truma it includes multiple layers of chomishes. So the same thing would apply to hekdish. Odimo, or perhaps gabe truma ksiv v'yosaf, or do we say, well, by truma it says v'yosaf. Ishakalt le levav de v'yosaf, and by truma, if you take the vav of v'yosaf, v'shodis le al chamishi so, and by truma it also says chamishi so. So if you take the vav from v'yosaf and add it at the end of chamishi so, hav le chamishi sov, so it would be chamishi sov plural. Okay, whereas gabe hektish k'siv v'yosaf chamishis, but by hektish it says v'yosaf, but then it says chamishis, it doesn't say chamishi so. So meaning, afagav dechishokal de levav de v'yosaf v'shodis le al chamishis, even if you take the vav of v'yosaf and add it at the end of chamishis, sof sof avile chamishi so, it would still only be chamishi so, which is a singular layer of chomishis. So therefore, there would not be multiple layers of chomishis when it comes to hektish. But typically the havale hektish sheni. One second, but shouldn't we just already know the answer to this question because it's a second layer of hektish? Vamar Bishur ben Levi, and says Bishur ben Levi, I hektish rishin mosif chomish, I hektish sheni ain mosif chomish. That you only add a chomish on the first layer of hektish, but not the second layer of hektish. So if you have your house, and then you transfer, right, and you podet your house, you add a chomish. Then if you podet, I don't know, onto money, and then you transfer that money onto other money, so now you're on a second degree of redeeming, so you would not add another chomesh to that. So shouldn't we just have our answer right there? Amale Rav Papi de Ravina Achi Amar Rav. This is what Rav is saying. Chomesh ketchilas hektish dami. Yeah, but do we treat the chomesh like a new hektish? Right, meaning yes. If you are poda your house onto money, so you have to add a fifth. If you then transfer it onto a second layer, so yeah, you would not add another fifth to this for the first sort of pidyon. But when you did your first pidyon, you added a fifth. Maybe that fifth is now considered like something new, which means that then when you go to the next layer of redemption, while it's a second layer for the initial value, but for the chomesh, it's only really, you're only redeeming the chomesh for the first time. That's what it kind of wants to know. So my avila. So what's the halacha? So Amar Rav Tavyomi says Rav Tavyomi Mishmei Dabaye Amakra. The pasuk says V'yosef Chamishis Kesef Erkicha Makish Chom Shol Kesef. We compare the right. It says V'yosef Chamishis Kesef. We compare. Chamishis kesef erko, makish chom shol lekesef erko. We compare the chamishis to the kesef erko, makesef erko, mosif chomesh. Just like for the initial amount, you add a chomesh af kesef chom shol nami mosif chomesh. So then also for the chomesh as well, you would add a chomesh on that next layer, I guess. Interesting. Gufo, we said earlier. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, al hekdesh rishon mosif chomesh, v'al hekdesh sheni ein mosif chomesh. So on the first layer of hekdesh, you would add a chomesh, but not on a second layer of hekdesh. Rav in my time, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, akum Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi says this. Amar Kol, the pasuk says, v'ma makdesh yigol es beso. That if a person, is makdesh his house, and then he redeems his house, hamakdesh v'lo matpis. That the makdish, when you're being poded, the actual hektish itself, you add a fifth. When you're being poded, sort of something that it's already been redeemed onto, then you transfer it onto something else, you would not add a fifth there. Okay. Tanitana kamid Rabbi Elazar, a tana taught before Rabbi Elazar. In babehema atmeya, so if you're makdish, a tamei animal, ufada be'erkecha, and you redeem it. Ma behema tmeya miuchedesh at chilos ha-hekdesh. Well, behema tmeya, this Gemara thing is like kind of technical and, I don't know, stringy. So an impure animal is unique, shat chilos ha-hekdesh, that it's like a first layer of hekdesh. And we're going to ask, well, can't it also be a second layer of hekdesh? All right. V'chul la-shamayim, and none of it goes to the person who's makdesh. It all entirely goes to the bedek habayis. And there's a din me'ila. Of course, tchilas hektish. So any first layer of hektish v'chul la'shamayim and is entirely towards to God. Mo'alim ba is a din me'ila. Amar le'Rabbi Elazar l'tana. So it says Rabbi Elazar to the Tana. B'shlama kula la'shamayim l'mutei kachim kalim. Okay, so I understand why you say that something that's entirely for God, to the exclusion of kachim kalim, came to islu levaylim begavayu leizbu me'ila. That since kachim kalim, like a korban shlamim, for example, right? The owner also gets to eat part of it. So therefore, there's no din me'ila. When it says that it has a that the behemah tmeya is like a first layer of hektish, what is that coming to exclude? Tchilas hektish hu teizbe mila meila sof hektish lesbe meila. What it can only there would only be meila on the first level of it, but you know if you were transfer it, then there would be no din meila. So if you were like makdish something and then transferred the hektish, the kedusha onto something else and then transferred that onto this tummy animal, there would not be a din me'ila. Maybe you're talking about the chomesh uchadurab Yeshua ben Levi, and it's like a Yeshua ben Levi to say that there's no second layer of chomesh. He says, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Omele Ravashi, the Ravina says, Ravashi, Ravina behemet tmeya batchilas hektish isa. So says Rav Ashi to Ravina, so a behemah tmeya is the only sort of initial hektish, but not sort of a second layer of hektish? Amalei lefi she'ena besof hektish. Well, there's no, ultimately you can't offer it on the mizbeach as a korban because it's a behemah tmeya. So therefore there's no middle layer of hektish for a behemah tmeya, and therefore there's no chomesh either. We say, yeah, but you could have a second layer of hektish when it comes to a behema tmeya. That I guess if you were maktish like your house and then transfer the kedusha, let's say, onto behema Torah, and then maktish that kedusha onto behema tmeya, let's say. So there is a second layer of kedusha, of hektish. So velosif nami chomish. So why not then add a chomish there if you redeem it? So amalei areihu kisof hektish. Well, that would be we compare it to like a korban. Masof ektish eino mosif chomesh af emtze ektish eino mosif chomesh. Just like there's no concept of a chomesh when it comes to like offering a korban on the mizbeach. Like what would that even mean? So also when it comes to this sort of middle layer of hektish of this Behema Tmeya, there's no Chomesh. I'm the Rav Zutra, the Rav Mari, the Ravina, my Chazis, the Medamisle, the Sofaktish, Nedamia, the Trila Sektish. But why are we comparing this second degree of Hektish by Behema Tmeya to a Korban to say that there's no Chomesh? Why not compare it to the first degree where there is Chomesh? Well, it makes sense to compare this middle degree to the last final degree when it's offered as a korban, shekein nitfas minitfas, because the second degree of Hektish came from a first degree, and also the korban came from this sort of second degree. The final degree came from the second degree, or from a previous degree. Adav l'tchilas Hektish avalei damuyu shekein davar sheish achrav kedusha midavar sheish achrav kedusha. Well, no. Why do we compare this middle layer to the original layer? Because just like the original layer has a next layer, so also the middle layer has a next layer. Okay. Kedam Rav, it's like Rav Ha'ola, Ola Rishona. Hachinami, Ha'tmeya, Tmeya Rishona. Well, just like when it comes to the Korban Tamar Shel Shachar, it says, He Ha'ola, Ha'ola Rishona, that the Ola is the first Korban of the day. So you're also, when it says, right, Ha'tmeya, right? Vimba Behema, Ha'tmeya. So it's talking about, we compare it to the first level to say that they're, the concept of the fifth only applies to the first layer, but not to any subsequent layers. Okay. Tanik of Rabbi Shub and Levi, we have a brisa supporting Rabbi Shub and Levi that the fifth is only for the first layer, not for the second layer. Parazo, tachas parashal ektish, this cow will be instead of the cow, a cow that is currently hektish. Talizo, tachas talishal ektish, this garment will be instead of the current garment, the current hektish garment. This will replace it. Hekdesho padri. So the hektish is redeemed onto this new garment or cow. Viad hektish al elyona, and hektish has the upper hand, meaning if this cow or garment is more expensive than the original, so hektish, so the Beit HaKabayis gets that. If it is less expensive, then the Beit HaKabayis will go after the hektish guy and say, hey, make up the difference. Parazol b'chomish shloim tachas parashal ektish. This five sela cow is in place of the cow of ektish. Talazol b'chomish shloim, or this five sela garment tachas talis shel ektish, is in place of the talis of ektish that is currently ektish. Ektish upadui, it is redeemed. Al ektish rishon mosif chomish, al ektish sheni ein mosif chomish. On the first ektish, you would add a chomish. The first degree, you'd add a chomish, but not for if you then and subsequently redeem the second degree. Wow, that got really technical there at the end with all the Chomesh stuff. But what is super interesting about today's daf is that we talked about the concept of Chomesh Milagav and Chomesh Milavar, about how we calculate a Chomesh. It seems that the assumption, I think, is that we calculate it by adding a quarter to it, and it's a fifth of the total as opposed to a fifth of the original amount. Peace out.